is fruitful and mutually beneficial will continue, so that we can, at the end of the day, contribute to the consolidation of our convention. As you know, it protects all migrant workers, and it is flexible, despite everything people says about it, through its dissemination, protection of all migrant workers and the respect of human rights. But what I have concluded from what you've said is that we have a lot that remains to be done for us together. It's only if we walk and act together that we will meet our objectives. A number of questions were put on the legal aspects, the economic aspects, etc. I venture to ask you a question on cultural aspects, not covered so far. Yesterday I talked about associations of Paraguayans abroad, that was. I know that there is great energy of associations within Paraguay, but this time they are given momentum by men and women who grant a lot of importance to the memory of the past. To give an example of his associations, Spaniards. So Paraguayans of Spanish origin, the Casabasca Association of Andalusians, the Italians have also created associations, Italo Paraguayo, the Sicilian Union. There's so many that they now have a federation of associations in Paraguay. So this attests to the fact that people are interested in their history, their origins, their past. The bordering countries, I'm thinking about Argentina, have set up something to protect this collective memory and creating a museum. Are you intending to do something similar? I think my question is clear, so I won't elaborate. To react to what was said by my colleague, Pablo, if I'm not mistaken, you have centres. There's a Bernardo Sur centre, for example, in Asunción, which hosts victims of violence, in particular marital and sexual violence, unless I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you have the centre. Could you confirm or deny that, and tell me more about it? Thank you very much.